C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. It's Black Friday, but this year it may as well be called Green Friday. After more than a year of dealing with an unsettled economy and a recovering labor market, Americans and their spending plans are back.
It's sort of a mixed bag, but in general, this stuff is available. It costs more. People have money and they're buying it.
But while people aren't afraid to open their wallets, the economic recovery has upended the way consumers shop. Our Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart will join us to talk about it after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
What a difference a year makes. This holiday season, Americans are back to work and many are fully vaccinated. That likely means a big jump in holiday spending. But how consumers spend their money this year will be different from 2020. WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart joins us to explain. Hey, Justin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Justin, a year ago, which was just a few months before the first COVID vaccines were available, most people didn't want to leave their homes for almost any reason, let alone to shop. How much have things changed since then?
Yeah, it is very different this year, you know, and it's easy to forget how different it is that last year we weren't traveling, that last year you couldn't even go in a lot of stores, you couldn't go into restaurants, people stayed home, people didn't see their families, and you know, this year, to some extent, people are making up for lost time.
Now, government data out this week shows that Americans enter the holiday shopping season with a running start. Consumer spending was up more than 6% last month from a year ago. But what's different this year in terms of how and where people are spending?
First thing, we're seeing that people are shopping in stores again. And we can see this in things like Google mobility data, which shows that store visits are up a lot. We can also see it in some reports. The Commerce Department does reporting on e-commerce sales. And in the third quarter, while e-commerce sales were up from a year ago, sales away from e-commerce were up much more. Just this past week, both Best Buy and Dick's Sporting Goods said that their e-commerce sales have suffered relative to their other sales.
So why is this shift happening from online to physical stores?
You know, people are more comfortable shopping in stores. More stores are open for business. There's not as many restrictions. And people are going back. And people like shopping in stores. A lot of people like shopping in stores. They, you know, they didn't want to do all of their shopping online last year. They just had to. So we see, you know, move away for that.
Yeah, this might be good news for store owners, but what about higher inflation and all this talk we're hearing about supply chain issues and shortages? Are those changing how people shop?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, those are a big issue that we have lots of demand for stuff and that stores have had a hard time getting the supplies they need. Now, one thing we have heard is that, you know, a lot of big stores did plan ahead and planned ahead fairly well, it seems. So while, you know, last month, you know, people are saying, oh, you better get your shopping done now. There aren't going to be any supplies. Stores like Target and Walmart have said, oh, no, we're actually going to have the inventory that we need for the holidays. Now, some stores haven't been as lucky. Nordstrom this past week reported having some supply chain inventory issues, as did Gap. So it's sort of a mixed bag, but in general, this stuff is available. It costs more. People have money and they're buying it.
And now people are back in the stores, and we talked about higher prices and the supply chain issues, but then there's the labor issue, specifically store owners still struggling to staff up. How much is that going to affect consumers, and is that a wild card in all this?
To an extent, it's a wild card. I mean, it just, and to an extent, it also just diminishes service, right? It is a good time to be looking for work or working. And a lot of retailers did pay up for labor and it raised their costs, right? But you know, the fact is that, you know, for the most part, people are going to go out, they're going to shop, and they're going to fill their bags up, and they'll go home, and there'll be enough presents for everybody.
Now, while this enthusiasm among consumers to spend kind of harkens back to the time before the pandemic, do economists see spending trends approaching pre-pandemic levels?
Overall, spending is up a lot from where it was before the pandemic. What's important is to think about is the contours of the spending. So we saw in the pandemic, and not only we saw lots of people buy online, but there was lots and lots of demand for goods as opposed to services, services like going out to restaurants or traveling or those types of things. So in conjunction with this shift towards in-person purchases, we're also seeing a move back toward more services spending. So this will be a much more servicey holiday period than what we saw last year, right? People are going to be getting on airplanes. People are going to be getting in their car and driving to grandma and grandpa's house. People are going to go out to the movies. They're going to reinstall, you know, maybe their holiday tradition of everybody going out to the movies a couple times during the holidays. They're going to book reservations for New Year's Eve. Is services spending going to be back to where it was, or is that services activity going to be back to where it was before the pandemic? Of course not. But it's going to be a lot closer to where it was this holiday period than it was last holiday period. So you're going to see, you know, a lot of that movement and changing in holiday spending, and it's going to be a much better year for services businesses than last year was.
Okay, so there could be a lot of pent-up shopping energy that we're likely to see between now and the end of the year. But what does this mean for consumers and their spending habits going forward?
This could be a guide to what happens with consumer spending in the year to come, that we see an ongoing shift away from our kind of pandemic way of doing things and getting closer to what normal used to be. So continue to see better spending on services, and to some extent that pulling away from good spending, to some extent that pulling away from online spending, right? It doesn't mean that we're going to be back and that we're going to have the same economy in 2022 that we had in 2019, but it could be a lot more familiar looking.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart. Justin, it's been great having you with us.
Thanks very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.